Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense. You know that we ain't
coming back. We got to. The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys and chill, but Dante was my guy. Get to dashing because you're done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
Hey there, Marcus Dash here from Chief Concerns. Just want to comment and say BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, baseball, boxing, golf, and much more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the final episode of our Chiefs Concerns draft special. I'm Marcus Dash. In the middle there is former Chiefs tight end and legendary Chiefs tight end Jason Dunn and my brother Tasia Dash. Guys, so it's in the books. The 2024 NFL draft is in the books. Thank God. I'm gonna have to say, because like a lot, we talked about this before we got on, like a lot of teams are making splashes. We really didn't make any splashes with trading up one pick, two picks here and there. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But yeah. Obviously, we got to get to the picks today. We had five guys we drafted today. Kind of excited about a few of them. Kind of pissed off we passed on Brendan Rice. The guy literally went to the seventh round. He was there in our midst multiple times. Christian Mahogany was in our midst multiple times. Didn't get him. But still, I like some of the guys we did end up getting. But guys, before we get into the player-by-player breakdown, what'd you guys think of the draft as in total?
First, let me say hi to everybody who's in here, man. Wendy and Lewis Kirkberth. Look at Laura, what's going on?
There she is.
Hey. John and Lenny and Ghost Hunter 1974, Wendy, everybody on the name. I tell you what I think. I think that what we did, the approach that we took, was to get a lot of guys for depth, is what I seen. We addressed some of the holes and issues that we had. I don't think we addressed all of them, at least what I would have been happy with. but we did get what we wanted. I think the Chiefs in the first few rounds got exactly what they wanted. On the back end, I think they got two, like maybe the best player they were seeking that was available, and they kind of, you know, went their route. So all the guys that I looked at are pretty solid. Some of the guys in the later rounds, I don't really know too much about. I'm just being honest with you. I mean, my projection, I think I didn't go past the fifth round on any of my projections. I think I was fourth and fifth, and that was it. I think the Chiefs addressed what they needed to address. We'll get into it and talking about each and every individual one. But, you know, I'm happy with it, man. I mean, and it's hard, to be honest with you, just real quick, because, you know, when you are the world champs, you know, you're going to be this position you're going to be in, right? You're trying to show up the things that you need to show up, but you're going to be in this, the last one to pick all the time, waiting around to try to get some things unless you're trying to move a lot of different ways. So, I'm happy with it. I thought it was a solid draft for us. Thank God it's over. Thank God. So,
Tej, your thoughts on the totality of the draft?
Nothing really surprised me that much. I thought we would hit up. I expected us to hit up D-line, and I expected us to hit up running back. But other than that, no, I didn't expect us to double dip at interior O-line, and we double dipped on DB. I think that's where I was surprised. I thought one of those interior O-linemen would have been a running back or a D-lineman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Veach loves his DBs, man. I'll tell you, I did make a tweet during because I was really pissed off we didn't get Brandon Rice. We kept passing him. And I do love the picks. I trust Veach in the way the scouting department, when they find their DBs, when they find a DB, they like them, and they've hit on all their DBs pretty much in the last few years here. But I do wish we did kind of spend the amount of like attention we put in that DB room. We're like 12 dudes deep over there. And our receiver room, yeah, I know, I'm saying, but like in our receiver room, and this draft was the draft to kind of attack the receiver room. I don't know how next year's draft's going to be, but they were saying this is one of the best receiver drafts in a really long time. And to come away with just one guy and not getting another guy, with the fact that KT's a free agent, Justin Watson's a free agent next year, Sky Moore, we only have 2 years left with him. It's just, you know, I thought we were going to go one more. I mean, you see the Miami Dolphins getting Taj Washington and Malik Washington on top of already having Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, and they're still amassing more guys. So that was the one thing I would say I take away, that we didn't get another receiver, which I thought we were going to do, and that's pretty much my only take. I'm fine with the draft. Just I was really hoping we'd get one more receiver. But,
You know what? I mean, we got a crowded room already as far as I'm looking at it right now. So as it sits, we know Rashee Rice is going to come back at some point. Okay, got Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Justin Watson, Justin Ross. We got Emigio. We have Anthony Miller, right? So what they're going to do is they're going to make sure these guys that's on, you know, that are wanting to compete, they're going to make sure they're going to shore these guys out. Okay, you're going to eliminate yourself. That's what it's going to be in camp, and that's very important. Because those guys that I just named, they can all play. They can still play. Anthony Miller's he ain't chopped liver at all. So he's a capable guy, especially in the offense we ran. And, of course, being under a Nagy, he's familiar with him, right? So if they trust the guy and some of the guys that got in the room, maybe we just need to see a little bit more to trust it as well. So our big thing is obviously with Rashee Rice going to be out for a few games, quite a few games, I'm saying, and if not even for the entire year, right? I think that's where you had to you had to be prepared for those things. But I think it was kind of one of those things, Marcus. It was it's the short, you know, thing that you got to deal with, like immediate thing that you had to deal with now, right? Go get your number one receiver that you need and Worthy, who is fast, who they're going to be throwing the ball all around the place. But, you know, it's going to be another draft next year. Another wide receiver's coming out who's going to be good. Chiefs going to probably still be in a situation to probably get another guy like that. So, and then we don't know how it's going to work out with Hollywood Brown. We don't know. But immediately getting your first round guy, I think we did that. I think it's important.
I also want to be discouraged either. Last year wasn't supposed to be a great receiver draft either, and we got our number one receiver out of it. So just because it's a good or bad receiver draft doesn't mean you can't get your guy out of it. So I, you know, I understand your logic, but it doesn't mean we can't go into next year. And we've drafted a first or second receiver 3 years in a row. So it's not like we haven't been trying to like add talent to that position for the last 3 years. And our most expensive signing this year outside of our own guys was a receiver. So, you know, by that logic, you know, we did spend a good amount of resources and money on that position. But unfortunately we have a lot of other guys who are also going to be free agents next year too. Right. So, you know, I guess we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm seeing a comment here. Charles, did any team pick up Brandon Rice? Yeah. The Chargers did in the seventh round. I just think they just got good value on him, man. That's just like, that's amazing value. And I've seen all these guys that did fall, the Taj Washington's, the Malik Washington's fall. Like so far, it was just wild. I mean, it was a very loaded draft across the board in a lot of different positions, but receiver specifically, but yeah, it is what it is, but we'll like all these guys that we have. We're going to be talking about it right now. So we're going to begin with our fourth round selections. Right off the bat, JD, we go and get a tight end, Jared Wiley from TCU. Everyone in Chiefs Kingdom is loving this guy's highlights. A lot of people are saying, oh man, we didn't have to draft Brock Bowers. We drafted Travis Kelce's replacement in round four today. And then we later on get Jaden Hicks, safety from Washington State. We love DBs from Washington State. Jalen Watson, Washington State guy as well. A lot of people, a lot of draft experts said he was the number one safety in this draft. And to get him in round four, that's just amazing in so many levels here. But let's begin. What are your guys' thoughts on Jared Wiley and Jaden Hicks?
So Jared Wiley, to me, I think he's a good tight end. He was later on down my board as far as where I ranked the tight ends. I think he was somewhere around maybe six or seventh tight end that I had him rated. And so, you know, I do an evaluation for at least for my tight ends, and I always have for quite some time of things I look at. And so when I look at tight ends, this is my list. Tight ends blocking. Is he physical at the point of attack? Does he use his hands placement on the helmet? Does he have speed and quickness off his feet and leverage with his hips when he's coming off and blocking? Diagnose defenders, blocking assignments. Is he good at it? Tenacity and heart. Does he have the will and want to? That's on the blocking side of it. So some of those points are out of the five that I named. He fits probably two or three of them. I know one of the knocks is he doesn't really sustain his blocks as much as they say he does. I didn't really have him as the best blocking tight end in this. I think Benson Sennett did a much better job, but he can block. He's a guy that is. Some dude had him at 6'6", like 270. He's more like 6'6", like 249. I think is what the official weight was.
Yeah.
So he's a little undersized. He's not, you know, in the 6'6" frame, that's going to look thin. He's going to look, you know, a little thin. But he does a decent job blocking. I will say that. They said more so in open field than in line blocking. Okay, because he's 6'6", trying to get down at 249. If you ain't got a little lead in your pants, you're going to get thrown around a little bit. See? Okay, passing game, when you talk about tight ends, speed in and out of breaks, fluidity of hips, football IQ, defenses and diagnosed coverages, utilize the strength leverage on running routes, tenacity and heart to get the job done. So he does a good job getting in and out of breaks, maybe doesn't separate as much as possible, but he does contest, you know, go get a lot of contested balls a lot, right? Not as athletic as some of the other guys, but he's decent. He's a decent guy. Not really a burner running, but he does a good job. So he does some things really good, not necessarily great, but he does some good things. Is he like the heir apparent for Travis Kelce? I think he's right now, he's fourth in the depth chart. That's where he's going to be at. He's a depth piece right now. So people with, oh, Travis Kelce 2.0. Come on, man. Don't do it to that guy. Don't. You know, if you're expecting to have a Travis Kelce with him, not. Travis will teach him a whole lot. He's going to learn a whole lot when he's here with the Chiefs. He's going to get even better. But this be a realistic where this guy is as compared to Travis Kelce. I said the only tight end that was even remotely close to Travis Kelce in this draft was Brock Bowers. He went to our guys at the Vegas with those guys. So, but I do like him. I do like him. He said baby Kelce. He's not baby Kelce. He's not. So, We want him to be Jared Wiley, the best he could possibly be, right? That's it. So if he goes out there, does his job, he'll be great in 13 personnel. 13 personnel meaning one running back, three tight ends. He'll be great in the red zone, utilizing his size. When we need to get another body in there to go hit somebody in the mouth, a linebacker or a defensive end, he'll be the guy to come in and do it. So I do like it. It gives us a where we can utilize maybe that whole tight ends, scheme and things. He'll be a good job for that, man. But right now, what I'm seeing, he's going to be fourth on the depth chart. So go ahead, Tej. I'll let you talking about him. Then I'll go to Jaden Hicks. We'll do Jaden Hicks after that. Go.
Yeah, sure. I saw some contradictory statements about Wiley overall. 2% drop rate's really good. He led all college tight ends in touchdowns, 8. I heard his blocking was questionable from multiple sources, but I also read that he had the best pass blocking rating of any tight end last year. So it's like maybe in the run game, I don't know. He only allowed one pressure in pass blocks last year. So that was encouraging to see that. I have seen all the Kelsey comparisons, and it's not fair to him, and it's an insult to Kelsey. So we can just stop all that. But I will say, as far as like size, he looks like Kelsey more than Bowers does. I'm not even talking about his Mac Jones picture. I'm talking about like 6'3". What's back power? 6'3", 240. Wiley 6'6", 250. That's more like a Kelsey size in general than Bowers is, right? I don't know. I was trying to find what Bowers ran in the 40.
Bowers ran like a 4.4.
Did he?
Fast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Wiley's 6'6", 250, and 4.6 is pretty good.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
I don't, I think it's pretty good. He was a really good like deep threat for them down the seam. They used him a lot on like deep routes down the seam. That was like his specialty. He's very fluid. He's explosive and he's smooth. He's not quick twitchy. And they said that's the one knock on him that I read consistently was he rounds out a lot of his routes. They're not sharp. They're not sharp cuts. They're not sharp turns. But you know what? Like, I mean, who better to learn from than a guy who does those really well, right? So if you're going to learn, and I read he doesn't come back to the ball as well as a lot of guys. He kind of sits on his ground, waits for it, and he kind of looks to just post up the guy behind him, which, hey, you're 6'6", 250. I don't blame you for doing that. But with Mahomes, you're going to have to learn to find the spots to give him those angles, to give him that pass, right? So, but overall, I read just dream fit for Andy. Alignment versatility, put him in the slot, put him in line, a weapon in the red zone, a weapon downfield. The PFF guys were glowing over him. They said, like, this is a guy that you just see Andy in this offseason coming up with like a 30 to 40 plays and just deploying them throughout the season. Maybe one or two a game, get this guy in open space and open field on a seam route with a 6'1" linebacker guarding him in open field, trying to guard a 6'6" dude with the accuracy of Mahomes, that's just slowly getting him involved. Because we do have good depth. It's not like tight. He's not coming into an empty tight end room, right? He's coming into Gray, who's done a good job. Every time I see Noah Gray gets a play call for him, he does a good job at it. So I've never yelled at my screen and said, "What the hell are you doing, Noah?" And Irv Smith, has that ability. So, but I think it's a great move. I think I'd rather do this than invest a really high pick into a tight end that we might, still have to bring along slowly because we have Kelce anyway, right? We're not, no guy was going to come in here and be thrust right into a top playing time position at tight end. So
Brock Bowers would have been easy. I'm telling you, man, Brock Bowers would have been a guy that we would utilize almost like a wide receiver hybrid tight end. I mean, I tell you what we see, and I'm just taking from what I've seen all when he was in Georgia, his ability. We were talking about getting in and out of breaks, finding windows. He knows how to do all that himself. Like when I'm telling you, as far as route running, he looks like Kelce to me. Like he does. Like he knows how to find the windows. He knows how to use his body to get open. Makes guys miss. I mean, he was making guys miss. And I'm not taking away from like a Jerry Rowley, because Jerry Rowley is going to be a good tight end for us. But I'm just saying, as far as the Brock Bowers, to me, when we watch him this year, I'm just saying, we had to keep our heads up on it.
4.453 was his 40 time.
Brock Bowers.
Bowers.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, but this guy, man, I think he's going to be good. And it still remains to be seen how much work he's going to get. Like I said, because you got experienced guys in front of him, right? You just do. So, no, that'd be good. That'd be good.
One thing I liked about him, which just it matches like our whole, like, pretty much whenever we bring in a skill player, we always like to find these type of guys. I don't know if it's on purpose or just coincidence, but he was a converted quarterback, Jared Wiley. Mm-hmm. And so that's
all right
up our alley.
Hey, man, you got that Blake Bell to throw the ball. So you got those plays that's in the bag, man. Yeah. They do. Yeah. He's like, hey, you use him, utilize him. Used to be a quarterback. So,
QB sneaker right there.
Mm-hmm. let me go to Jaden Hicks though, the DB, right? Safety. Look, this guy, man, when I was watching him on film, he's a baller. He's a solid guy. He can easily go to any team and start as a safety. I think I really am confident in his ability. The thing is, he's coming here to the Chiefs where he got some good guys in front of him. He's going to learn a lot. So this could be like one of those replacements we were talking about before, if they think about moving on from somebody else because they have too much money or whatever, right? Yeah. I think that's the thought process. Yeah. So I think for him, he was the one for the long game in itself, like saying, like, look, we got a young safety who comes up and hit, comes down. Look, they showed him blitzing. Showed him coming down into the box, everything that the Chiefs safeties do, what Spags want, and he asked from his safeties. This guy did, and he was just making plays all over the place. Does a great job of tracking the ball in the air, learning his space where everybody else is as far as defensively. So he runs really well, but I think this is a great pick for us. I really do. I was looking to probably get a safety. I think a safety was a guy that I forgot who I had on here. Maybe the guy from Auburn. I think it was in my mock draft, but Jaden Hicks, man, I'm highly, highly ready to see this, man. I'm optimistic about this guy. I think he's going to do really well, man. They're going to find some time. We're talking about getting some playing time for a guy. They're going to get some playing time for this dude out here immediately. Sure. I'm telling you. Yeah. to see what he can do.
Yeah, Hicks was awesome. It was someone I was making lists of guys I wanted. I took him out because I had a DB list, and then I realized he was the only non-cornerback I had. So I was like, I can't make this list. This is stupid. I can't call it DB and have 99 cornerbacks, only have one safety. So I got rid of him and made it a cornerback list because there's a million cornerbacks in this draft. Hicks was someone that I never even mocked us taking because I never thought we would invest that high of a pick into a safety. So I was like, forget about it. I was like, you know. But what I read about him was great. So he excels at playing at the linebacker level, a great single high communicator. Everyone I read about was A++++. Cannot believe he went that late. Someone was saying how between him and Connor, that hybrid slot role is just locked down and no one will ever get tired because you have a constant rotation. Mm-hmm. Same dude was like, this is a notice to the rest of the league. Don't run screens on Kansas City. Between Connor and Hicks, they're going to murder you. Those two guys are missiles on slots and in the backfield. Curl flats, he excels at that. Curls, flats, everything in the intermediate, he excels at. A lot of the comparisons were, like I said, a lot like Connor, but they don't feel like they're redundant either. They just feel like, you know, each one of those guys, you know, 25, 30 plays a game, just cycle them over and over. Just have a great rotation in general, as the Chiefs do, of just safeties and DBs that can do a lot of different things and run out for a lot of different looks and fronts. And on top of it all, he's great insurance if we lose Reed or Cook the following year, because Cook's a free agent the next year after that, mm-hmm. right? So that's two guys we have coming up in 2 years. So this goes back to what we were saying about receivers and preparing for the future. You got to prepare for that all over, unfortunately. I wish we could keep the guys we love forever, but, you know, it's good just to have a constant pipeline of some of your more important positions out there. And DB looks like we're set for a good pipeline for the next 4 years at least.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw a tweet from our guy Lance, the Lance has spoken. Since 2020, Brett Veach has drafted defensive backs with 39% of his picks, 9 out of 23 picks since 2020.
So. And most have hit, by the way.
Yeah, no, I'm not knocking it. Not knocking it. And the fact that everyone was raving about it, I didn't do much safety research going into this draft, but the fact that everyone was raving about this, that we got the number one safety in round four with our second fourth round pick, too. And that's just and we like Washington State guys too.
Crazy.
Secondary whisperer is what Veach is.
That's what he is. Mm-hmm. So before we get to round five, I've seen some of the UDFAs are coming in. Carson Steele, the UCLA running back / fullback, we signed. TCU running back Imani Bailey signed with us. And then Christian Roland Wallace, cornerback from USC, signed. So
So there's the no running back draft right there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes sense.
They say Carson Steele is going to be a fullback, though, so – okay. If McKinnon doesn't come back, JD, do you see that as a possibility? If we don't bring McKinnon back, we don't really have that passing down back. Do they bring a fullback in? Because we haven't carried a fullback, 2 years? A
couple of years, yeah. Yeah. I think they missed a guy. I think they missed a fullback. You know, we used to do that little fullback dive, then Pop took it last year. And they actually worked with him a whole lot more. It was really successful. So it's the same. I think they're interchanging just to make sure that he's working out with the scheme that they want. And if they keep him and say, hey, look, this is a guy we could utilize on passing downs or whatever. Let's keep him. But that could be, I don't know. It's too early to tell. Too early to tell, man. Really. So.
All right. So we're going to go to our fifth round pick. And this one was really, really made me happy here. Fifth round pick, we drafted interior offensive lineman from Penn State, Hunter Norzad. That's a Persian guy. I remember a couple of weeks ago on our show, we talked about I wanted Bakhtiari. If we're going to sign a guy Bakhtiari for a 1 year deal, I would get his jersey because he's Persian. And we finally got our Persian guy in this draft, JD, Hunter Norzad from Penn State. Guy can do it all. He can be a center, guard, and I think he's played a little bit of tackle too, but he's a Cornell Penn State transfer. So this guy does it all. A lot of people love him as maybe one of the better centers in this draft. So people are loving this pick. I'm loving it for many reasons, but what are your guys thinking about Hunter Norzad?
I think he's a solution to a problem that we had, right? In a number of ways. For one, the depth at that position leaves Leuven Allegretti, but also two, when we talked about when it comes in doing contracts next year, right? We don't know what Thuney, Creed, and even Trey Smith is going to be. So those three guys up front for us, it's kind of up in the air. They're not doing anything right now. They're not talking about doing any type of contract talks or whatever. So what you do is you address an issue and a problem, right? With a perceived problem that could come up and arise. And so I think the Chiefs did it with this guy. Nurzad, is that it? Nurzad? Okay. Persian guy. So that's all right, man. Got a Persian brother on here, huh? Yeah. Hey.
Hey. I got one.
Hey, here we go. What's up? That's what it is. Good. Good. But I'm excited to see him. I don't know too much about him. Like I said, I didn't really do too much as far as interior offensive linemen as much, except the guys BB and what we were talking about, it was kind of closer to home. After that, you know, I was just like, well, we'll figure it out. And so I think if they got their guy, Hunter Nurzad, if they like him, I love him. That's how I feel about it. So
he was on my tweet today. He was one of the guys in there. I think he just checks off a lot of boxes that we were looking for in versatile O-line for today and for tomorrow. So for today, we got our Allegretti. We got a guy to back up all three interior positions and can play tackle in a pinch if he needs to. And we figured out how important the Allegretti type guy is to our team. Right. And then going forward, who knows what the future holds with guard or center. So, yeah, I mean, he can fill in and be there a starting guy for a while. Two sacks and over 400 pass blocking.
Oh, wow.
Pretty
good. It's real good.
Didn't allow a pressure against Michigan's team, which is in itself, with that stack defense, impressive. Yeah. Needs to get stronger is what I read. Sometimes fails to recognize and react to twist games. I think Ohio State got him pretty good from what I read. They said starter out of the gate if you want to make him your starter. But okay. Quality, yeah, that's what I read. I read he's a plug-and-play starter. Quality long-term starter if he improves strength and lower body techniques, what I read. PFN top 100 rated, mid to late day two projection. Bleacher Report had a third round grade on him. I saw the bottom line is it's someone you can plug in any interior lineman if anyone gets hurt, and insurance in case you lose any free agents. Just a fantastic need and value. Just needs to finish blocks at all levels. But offers incredible versatility in it right away.
I heard he was kind of a little stiff, right? His athleticism probably was maybe one of the things that kind of threw people off too. Is that correct? I think that's what I read. And that could be, you know, as far as, like you said, the twist. Look, we got a number of twists last year that really did us in. I think a lot of the pressures that we lost on was because we were on different levels on the twist. We just didn't communicate it well enough. Yeah. And I seen that was a big problem for us on the offensive line last year, for the past couple of years, to be honest with you. And teams just, they kept seeing, well, this works against the Chiefs, right? And so got a little bit better later on in the year. But, you know, it's all that as far as twists is communication. That's really what it is. It's recognize and communicate with your guy. Hey, twist, switch. Just passing everything off.
Yeah.
So, but I like it. I like it because he can, like they think Wendy said that, right? Center, left guard, or Lindy said it. Center, left guard, or right guard, or Wendy said, hopefully higher snaps in Creed.
Yep.
You know, so that's good. That's good. I like that. Yeah, that insurance, like you said, Tej, for sure, with those positions.
Yeah, it was a good move. I mean, just kind of what you guys said, the center aspect and Trey Smith, Creed and him being free agents next year.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It just gives us that extra, you know, we have a guy who's, you know, apparently could be starter ready, and that's huge.
Yeah, a solution to a problem, man. I'm telling you, that was a solution. Okay, here, let's get a guy. Here, we got one, right? You can do everything. So it's the versatility we were talking about having. That's good.
He's your sixth man.
Yeah.
It's important.
He's the Allegretti of this team now, because we
didn't have a guy. 4 years on the cheap.
Yeah, 4 years
on the cheap. If we re-sign people, but if we don't, then he's your starter, then you have to find your next sixth man. That becomes a different problem.
Yeah.
So, definitely give us one A-plus for me. I already reached out to him, JD. Try to get my Persian connection.
There you go. Good.
Welcome to the club.
Yes, sir.
All right. So this is, we talk about the Jaden Hicks pick was a huge one. Everyone loved the Hunter Norzad pick. Everyone loved. But this one is one that a lot of people are saying that Lewis Riddick says steal of the draft. Kamal Hayden from Tennessee. This guy would have gone, according to Kuiper and Lewis Riddick, they said he would have gone 2 to 3 rounds earlier had he not gotten hurt. He had shoulder surgery back in October, and he's still kind of recovering through a rehab process right now on his shoulder. You come into a deep, we talk about how deep is the secondary is, how many DBs we have. You can afford to take a guy like that in a team that's not going to rush you out there. And quite frankly, you know, we had a guy, Nazi, who was out all year. He's coming back now. And so we're going to even have more guys we had last year with all the new additions that we have. So you can really afford to bring a guy like this on slowly. And, yeah, I mean, this guy's – what they were saying, this guy would have been a second or third round pick, probably in this draft, probably third or fourth round. But nonetheless, we're getting this guy a third round talent in the sixth round. That kind of reminds me of another Tennessee guy that we got in the sixth round who had, you know, kind of a medical red flag. So we got him in the sixth round. Trey Smith, our Tennessee guy, we got him late. But yeah, Kamal Hayden, I love what I read about him, and I love what the experts were saying about him. What are you guys? What are my experts saying about him?
I don't know anything about this guy. Only just what I read. And so, I mean, I've read some good things, and it's always good to see a guy come from like humble beginnings. He started Independence Community College, right? Transferred to Tennessee, starts, and I guess they were impressed, become a starter. I love something like that, because it's telling me a guy stays hungry all the time, right? He's never satisfied. And so if he brings that to the table, just with his mentality, just to get everything right, man, then he's going to compete. To me, this is the Chiefs is DB University, develop guys, okay, to what you want him to be able to do. 6'1", 197, man, I love that. I mean, that looks like what Spags wants, right? Tall, lanky guys that can run. So I haven't really seen as much as far as the coverage and stuff, man, but I'm looking at the measurables right here. And then, like I said, humble beginnings. I already like the mentality of it. He has to be a talented guy, but I don't know too much about him, man. But I had to check it out. So Independence Community College, man. Yeah, who said it? Lamar the Great. Independence. That's all right. That's all right. What do you think, Tayshe?
I did not do a lot of pre-draft looking into on him, but everything I read about him after we drafted him, it was like, he fits exactly what we were looking for. I'm looking at the grades across the board for him. A minus from PFN. I haven't looked at PFF yet, but pretty much everyone is. So they pretty much said he fits his bag's threshold to a T. Although he's not an elite athlete, smooth mover in zone, side saddle, able to press man coverage, natural playmaker, long arms, gets in the way of short routes, great press man, can be grabby. Does it sound like someone we know? Yeah. Similar mold to Sneed. Bleacher Report gave it a C, but PFN gave it a B plus B plus. CBS gave it a B plus. Good size boundary cornerback. Better on field athleticism than his tape or his combine or workout suggests. Great at mirroring. Can get beat deep. So doesn't have that long speed a lot of people get, but we tend to go after kind of guys like that, guys that are sticky within 5 to 10 yards. We know how to get to the quarterback. We have a lot of guys know how to get there. So we don't have to guard forever, right? So give me that 5-10 yard bump routes, because that's what the league's turning into anyway. Just let your guys yak it out. But anticipates route breaks. It said he had small hands, so he doesn't always pick off a lot of passes. That was another thing I read too. But great overall PFF grade. I think he had like an 86 PFF coverage grade. Uzzah's talent just needs some coaching with press technique and run defense needs a little work too. But it sounds like we have a bunch of other guys that are great at attacking the line. So,
yeah, I like what they kind of say about his, like you said, a man coverage. You know, much more agile and sticky with his man coverage. This past year, tracks and adjusts a deep ball from shuffle and constricts catch space. That was something we had to watch Watson learn a little bit. Okay, and Williams both were just kind of getting your, you know, get out of your break, open up your hips to turn when you had to go up for a ball, right? It's and all of that is technique. And then, like I said, this is DB University. They're learning all those different things. I think Spags, when he sees a guy, he's like, look, we can teach these guys these things, okay? That he might not learn in college, but we have this landscape. They only know what they know. I love when guys come in and only know what they know, because now it's like, look, we'll turn you to what we want to turn you into. It's almost like the $6 million man. I don't know if people remember that show or not. Marcus, I know you're too young about the $6 million man. Taze knows about the $6 million man, though.
I didn't really watch it. It's a little before my time, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I know Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man.
I'm familiar, but I didn't watch. That's the brother above me that you might want to ask.
Okay. $6 million man. They took him out and he was in a wreck and they built him back. They made him better. And that's what the $6 million is all about. Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name, man. He's from Kentucky. Shoot, but hell of a show. Yeah, there it is, Lee. That's right. There we go, Wendy. Now I found somebody around my age, I guess, been watching $6 million. Steve Austin, Lee Majors. There we go. Lenny Dawson, my guy. Colonel Steve Austin. That's right. Colonel. He was a colonel. Got hurt. But they built him. That's what they said. We took his parts, built him. They used to do it like this slow run. It was the effects of it was 70s effects. That's what it was. 70s and 80s effects, no doubt about it. But they rebuilt him, and that's what hopefully they rebuilt him like they did a $6 million man. Colonel Steve Austin, Lee Major. That's a guy. Love it. Thank you, Lenny. Appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
I love the pop culture references on the show. But the one thing I saw about Kamal Hayden, it was a stat from PFF. So career best 90.4 coverage grade in 2023. And he had a 7.0 passer rating allowed in coverage in 2023, which is the lowest among college football cornerbacks. And then the stat here, he allowed 12 passes completed into his coverage on 33 attempts in 7 games in 2023, which translates to 7.0 passer rating allowed. So this kid's good.
Yeah.
This kid's good.
Mm-hmm.
The real deal, Holyfield. And the beauty is, JD, like, that's the thing. Like, you have 6th round. Yes, he's coming off a shoulder injury. Shoulder injury, especially any position in football, but especially shoulder, especially cornerback. It's a good thing we don't have to rush him along in the process because of the DBs we have.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So the thing is, he could sit back there, play special teams, and just work his way up. And so when Spags sees that, Spags will throw a guy in quick. That's what I love about him. He's not afraid to do that. And And he'll tell the guy, I don't want you to be afraid. When you go out there, you just go out and play. Do what you were taught to do, and you'll be fine. I think Spags, you know, endears a lot of confidence in these guys. But, yeah, I think it's good. I'm looking at all the people showing up with the $6 million man. I appreciate it. He hooked up with the Bionic. See, I don't know who the Bionic woman is either. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. See, incredible. Farrah Fawcett. Oh, Lindsay Wagner. Oh, Farrah Fawcett. My goodness. That was dream right there. Ghost Hunter 1974, man. You right there my age, man. You already know what it was, too. So, yeah, that's good times. Good times. That was good TV back then. Like really good TV.
Okay? Like they used to.
Now, look, no. I grew up with three channels out there in the country, and that was when things would come on. Maybe four. I was happy when the fourth came on. So when the cable started coming in around, kids were seeing all these other stuff, man. But that stuck with mine, man. That was... So good times, y'all. Love to see y'all out here. Yeah. Andrea Chenault watched it all the time. Man. Good stuff.
Might have to go binge that later on or something. Yeah, should I get the reference down a little bit?
Don't laugh at that the special effects of, yeah, don't laugh. Okay. I get CGI and stuff like that, but
the laugh. I respect the old school cinema.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to our final topic here, our final draft pick. This is like testing. Well, the NFL Network does the thing where they test the truck, where like people send in like all types of clips from different colleges and stuff. And we got Holy Cross here, guys. This is it's a rarity. So the seventh round pick, the Chiefs go back to interior O line and getting offensive guard CJ Hansen from Holy Cross. I have a connection in Holy Cross, the football team. So I've already reached out to try to get this guy on our show at some point here. But CJ Hansen, offensive guard. Apparently, this guy's an athletic freak. Apparently, based on some of the metrics I've been seeing, people posting some numbers about him. What do you guys think of CJ Hansen? And also, how much research have you guys done on this CJ Hansen Holy Cross figure?
Zero. That much. That much, no idea. But he's from Holy Cross. So I'm all about it, man. Good for him. Good for him. But another depth peep. This really is. It's depth. Yep. So same thing, solution to a problem and an issue. And if he's as athletic as you say he is, then it's better for us. That's the way I look at it. So you don't have to go search for anybody else. You got everybody in-house. These are the guys you're going to work with. I think Heck likes that and saying, these are my guys, and so I get to mold them the way I want to mold them. But they need to understand that this guy back behind him gets everybody paid, okay? He's the most important piece in the NFL right now. You need to understand what your job is, say, okay? So, you know, when you're dealing with people that you're going against, you better take your job seriously. And so I think these guys will be ready. Linemen usually are. So you'll find out immediately how good a lineman is. When training camp comes, when you put the pads on, it's hard to evaluate guys, man, when OTAs is on, man. I'm just telling you. No, because everybody got the little scullies and, you know, the small little fits, and everybody looks good, right? Everybody looks good without pads on, you know, flowing, and they run on their toes, you know, they got their chest out. Hey, when you know what alignment is, when you put those, when you strap it up, and everything turns real at that moment. So we'll see about him then. Okay, and I have a better evaluation, though.
Tasia, what research have you done post-draft on this guy?
Certainly wasn't pre-draft. Another versatile lineman, can play tackle, can play guard, can play center, didn't surrender a single sack last season. But it makes sense as to why I think he got – the grades I saw were B+, B on our drafting of him. Room to add some mass. He's a little – I think he's like 6'5", 305. Which sounds more like a tackle than it does guard, really. So it needs to add play strength, elite athletic numbers. Like there's a website I go to that tracks all their athlete numbers, and his is like they do it in like a line graph, and his like goes all the way on the outer rim, which means like he just vertical 40 broad jump. I mean, he tested through the roof. He is lighter. He needs to gain some weight. Needs to get a little more. Getting that, you know, that strength or the weight program. it makes sense because he doesn't really have, he's not our sixth man. You know, we just drafted our other sixth man. So this guy's kind of waiting in the wings. So, you know, next year, if, I forgot his name already. I shouldn't. Norzad. Once Norzad takes over maybe one of the starter positions, maybe we already have our next Allegretti ready to come right up and be a backup to guard and center. Maybe that's what they're hoping. Just kind of just, you know, next man up type thing.
Yeah, apparently he kicked ass at the East-West Shrine game or the Shrine Bowl, and that's where he got on people's radar because of that.
Yeah, and he has experience at tackle, so if you need a right tackle in a pinch, he can maybe back that up too.
Yeah, his arm is only 32 and 3/8, you know? So
yeah, that's why they project him to be guard, but
yeah,
I guess in a fill-in type situation, maybe for like one game or something, maybe he can just
Yeah.
If we're hurting that day really bad, maybe he can pitch, you know, fill in at a tackle.
Yeah, you want to put the T-Rex out there. And
ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Little arms like, put that guy out. No, but it's good. Good depth piece for sure.
So that does it for all our draft picks for day three. So 5 hours of watching TV for those five picks there, guys.
Oh man.
So to update on the UDFAs, I just saw a few more. So I already said we signed Amani Bailey from TCU, the running back, Christian Roland Wallace, USC DB. Carson Steele, running back from UCLA, who will be playing fullback. And this is a fun one that I was actually hoping we would draft. It's a linebacker, Penn State's Curtis Jacobs, who he kind of does it all, man. I was surprised he was still even available when the draft went to a close. But, I mean, this guy does it all. He can spy the quarterback. He can cover. He's going to be a fun one to watch. 6'1", 243. So I'm curious to see how we utilize him. And then Marshall's O-lineman, Ethan Driscoll. That's the last guy there.
Marshall guy. Okay. Driscoll. Who was the guy from UCLA, you said?
Carson Steele.
Okay.
Yeah. But I got to say that so far, Curtis Jacobs, that linebacker from Penn State.
That's great.
That's the one to watch.
Monty Billy had a 6th-7th round grade. They called him a discount Devin Singletary.
Really?
That was what that one said.
I love it. Discount Devin Singletary.
Devin Singletary and Jamichael Hasty was the other one.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
But
Kathy, yeah. The running back was Carson Steele, fullback from UCLA, and Amani Bailey, running back from TCU.
So Jacobs was a 5th-round projection by Bleacher Report. You're gonna love his player comp, Ben Neiman.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I saw Marcus's face.
That's very shocking, actually.
Yeah. The fifth round projection for UDFA is pretty good.
It's not bad. This draft, man, this draft actually made me think differently about all the projections and stuff, because this draft did not go with how I thought it was going to go at all. I mean, we thought certain guys were going to round two, possibly our pick in round at the end of the first round. And some of these guys are going second, seventh, third, fourth. I mean, all over the place. I've never seen anything like that. Usually it's within like a round of each other. Not to be wrong about certain guys that's kind of wild.
Yeah, another one, fifth round. He had multiple fifth round projections, though, to get a guy like that this late after the draft, fifth round. It makes sense why we didn't go linebacker. It makes sense why we didn't go running back. We got guys that were fifth and sixth round projections after the draft. I'd like to see a DT come out of these soon.
So that's what I wanted. I wanted to just kind of address that. Like, what did you think that we needed that we didn't address? And for me, it was the DT, the defensive lineman. That I thought we should at least got for depth, right? When you've seen these one-year deals and not really having a guy solidified and saying, like, this is our guy, I would have thought we would address that issue and that problem, seriously, to have. I think it helps out everybody. Helps out Chris Jones, helps out the pass rush, helps out the linebackers.
Yeah,
to get another guy like that here, and we just didn't. So that part was disappointing for me. Wide receiver could have possibly, you know, I wanted to double dip for wide receiver too, but I think we're good at it. I think because they know who they got on the stat, you know, at least in the room, I think they want to kind of address that first, right? And there's still some free agents out there as well, okay? That they could still, like, hey, let's throw you a little bag and see what you can do. So
Jalen Cook from Holy Cross, that's who Steve Smith called the best route runner in the draft. He didn't get drafted.
Who's the little guy?
Leonard Taylor from Miami didn't get drafted. The DT. Who's that?
Who?
Leonard Taylor, the linebacker side lineman from Miami. He didn't get drafted.
Wow. What was the Holy Cross guy's name? The one you said, the receiver that Steve Smith was a big fan of?
Coker.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, Coker. Did the smaller guy, the 5A guy? Did he play at Oregon State? I think he might have had like this.
Keith Randolph from Illinois DT didn't get drafted. Some guys out there still for sure.
Gould,
yes.
Yeah, he got drafted. Yeah.
Did he? Who picked him up?
Was it the Cardinals?
Yeah, interesting.
Colts. The Colts got him and a Donnie Mitchell. Oh. Yeah, a lot of teams double dipped, man, on a receiver.
Yeah. Lenny said DT might be something to address after June the 2nd. Sure, possibly. Yeah, we could probably see that. I just get a young guy in here who's explosive, who's a scrappy guy, take on double teams is, you know, kind of looking for. Yeah. Like you were saying, you know, plug guy, Tej, because I think that was kind of by Achilles' heel a little bit, is stopping the run. And when teams wanted to do it, when Chris went out, they attacked us, immediately attacked us, the run game. Oh, Chris is out.
Yeah,
it is. Let's run it. So, and our guys do a decent job, but we need more.
Blake Watson, the running back from Memphis, didn't get drafted. Frank Gore Jr. didn't get drafted.
Yeah, he got picked up though. Frank Gore Jr.
I'm sure. Yeah,
Buffalo.
A lot of O linemen too. Cohen out of Miami, who was projected to be like a fourth or fifth round. Julian Pearl, fourth or fifth round projection. They didn't get drafted. Just there's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys out there, man.
It happens every year, man. I'm telling you, it happens every year. They project these people, drafted. Teams are like, no, we're good. Yeah. So that's why it's hard, man, to get into the NFL. It is. Yeah.
Gabe Ball from Baylor didn't get drafted.
I tell you, from Brandon Rice's standpoint, he had the numbers and he has the Rice last name, and he still barely went drafted.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy to me. And the size, too. And, I mean, he has it.
Hey, he got a 4-5 like his daddy. I think that's what they maybe the 4-5 kind of threw him off a little bit. He's like, we'll see.
And we just signed another guy, another Washington State. We love the Washington State secondary guys. Washington State safety Sam Lockett III has been invited to Seahawks and Chiefs rookie minicamps per source. So we like the Washington State secondary, man. We really do like what they got over there.
Okay. Optimistic James, is it me or do the Chiefs have a bunch of smaller wide receivers? Yes, they do. It's not just you. That's what they have. That's our offense, though, James. That's our offense. And so they get the same body type because that's what they want. That's what they covet. And so that's the Chiefs, man. That's the Chiefs. They've been winning like that. They've been winning. We got some guys that can catch the football.
Curtis Jacobs is number one best overall on the ESPN available list.
Who's that? Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Who?
Curtis Jacobs, the guy we got for the Penn State linebacker.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
There you go. You got a UDFA from Penn State, and you got our fifth round guy from Penn State. So, you know, JD was talking about how, you know, when he was coming out, him, one of his teammates, ADKU, went to Eagles together. So, that's good. You have some of the young bucks coming in together.
Man, that what I'm telling you does wonders. Yeah, because you know somebody, you didn't just go into the room and you sizing everybody up. You got somebody else, you know, going in the whole experience with you, right?
Yeah.
So we would hang out, you know, we would just talk about things, man. It was exciting just having an experience together. So, and he was good receiver. So it's always exciting, man, to see where guys, they're, look, this is a thing of a lifetime. This is what guys have been working for their entire lives to get to. And to be chosen is an absolute huge privilege. A great reward for guys to have to be with their family. I was watching a lot of just reactions that guys had and just brought back memories that I had. I was watching some of the ones too about the girlfriends, which is kind of funny. I think it's like, you know, people laughing at some of those things, but just to have the family and talking about you know, this experience, they'll never forget it. They'll never forget it. And it's going to go by fast, man. I'm telling you, everything's going to speed up from this point on. And so guys and I really going to have a chance to breathe. You're going to come in, do the press and all of that, meet everybody on the staff, and you're going to get straight to work. This is a job. Now it is a job. This thing, how it was in college, this is the real deal. And so you better take it as such for all these guys. But congratulations to all the guys that got into the Kansas City Chiefs and all the other places, you know, fulfilling their dreams. So they just got to keep it going, man.
Awesome. You know,
that's off to each and every one of them.
Yeah, and now they're going to have more, even more eyes on them, more so than in college. Now they're going to have a million podcasts for every team talking about it, every player, eyes all over the place. So that's another thing, too. Be mindful of where you go, restaurants, grocery stores, anywhere. Just be mindful of that because everyone's going to be having an eye on you, and TMZ is going to be around the corner.
Sir.
So.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, guys. Well, that'll do it for we have one more episode. That's tomorrow on Bleacher Report at 2 o'clock tomorrow. That's our final draft weekend show. But this does it for our special draft coverage tonight. And I just want to thank everyone who's honestly stayed up late with us, watched all these episodes, you know, watched the hours of draft. It could be boring sometimes, but you guys made it exciting. You guys made it worth it staying on here and doing these shows for you guys. It was a really good time. It was really a great time.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate it, Ghost Hunter. Yeah, but hey,
absolutely. It's fun.
That's all to you, brother. Thank you very much. We enjoyed every bit of it. We really did. I know it was, you know, kind of long and, you know, it might be, you know, overkill sometimes of just thinking about it, but I think we all had a great time, man, and talking and engaging with each and every one of you all. Just made us proud and happy. Really, y'all are a family. Y'all are officially Chief Concerns family. So everybody came in and joined us. Y'all are family. All right. So even big hug from JD from over here, man. We love you. We love each and every one of you.
Yeah. Sure.
So you know,
yes, sir.
Andrea, Optimus, James, Donna, Ghost Hunter, Wendy, John, Sherry, Charles, Andrea, Lenny. Ronell, I seen Kareem come in. Appreciate it. Appreciate each and every one of y'all, man. We are family, definitely. Appreciate
it. Damn right. Damn right. So that does it for us for the draft coverage. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 2 p.m. on Bleacher Report. We give our draft grades. Tasia and JD will both say their favorite pick, their least favorite pick, and just their overall grade on the draft. That'll be on Bleacher Report. If you guys cannot catch it at 2 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be on our YouTube channel later on in the day. So just be ready for that, guys. We love you guys. Thanks again for everything these last few days. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Look at that guy.
I give a look at that, man. Sweat excellence. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, guys.
All right, love y'all.
All right, y'all. Later on, man.
All right.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
At KPMG, we make the difference. It's not just something we say. It's what we do. Our professionals believe in the value of collaboration and the power of technology. We work closely with clients to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity, develop bold solutions that innovate industries, and create better outcomes driven by data. Brighter insights. Bolder solutions. Better outcomes. It's how our people make the difference, driving growth and value for our clients. KPMG. Make the difference.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone,
or you say,
hang it in there,
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak,
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.